Live. Take control, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've had time to get to zero show prep tonight, which is always great. It's my favorite kind of free talk live show because, really, I'm more interested in hearing what you think is interesting, though I am quite curious to know about Allie's 14 tips to better conversations. That sounds like something everyone could use.
Especially talk show hosts.
So we'll get to that here in a few moments if we get a chance. But first we go back to the phones and the fun. Brett is in Baltimore. You're back on Free Talk Live. Brett, you said you went to court for your very first trial ever. It was a speeding ticket or something like that. Go ahead with your story. You just barely had a time chance to scratch the surface there at the end of the last hour.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, like I said before the break, Friday was my very first court experience really ever in my life, and the feelings that I felt that day were like a mix of both terrifying and sort of disgusted at what I was seeing there regarding, like, the traffic courts and the speeding tickets, because I constantly saw just person after person walking up and pleading guilty and just taking $100 fines, $60 fines, just one after the other. And
just to clarify, was this all traffic, or was it just, like, you know, pot possession stuff, too?
It was mostly traffic. I got out of there pretty early because the officer in question who charged me did not show up, so I was able to plead not guilty and just be on my way.
Okay.
That's pretty nice.
And, yeah.
Doesn't happen every time.
The way I got in was because he says that my registration and tags were no good because I didn't go to the government-approved MCA, or MVA, I'm sorry. I went to a private place that does registration, and the cop actually told me then, he pulled me over from my grandmother's house, mm-hmm. and he strictly told me to go to the MVA.
They always get you right when you're, like, within 2 minutes of wherever you're trying to go.
What's the MDA? What does that stand for?
Maryland, the Motor Vehicle Administration, MVA.
Oh, MVA. Okay, gotcha.
I misspoke. Sorry.
So that's the equivalent of the DMV.
You guys, is there any way to, like, fight just everyday speeding tickets? Like, something so small, is there a way to just stand up to that?
Hey, I just want them to prove what they're doing. You know, I want them to prove what they say. You know, I don't. How do I know that this thing, this device that you use, is a good device? How do I know it's calibrated properly? How do I know the person who's done maintenance on it is qualified? How do I know that the sign that you're referring to is actually a government sign? How do I know that a government employee put it up? How do I know that this is a public way?
Mark, you've done this. You've gone up against a speeding ticket, as have I, as a matter of fact.
There's a lot of questions you've got because they don't have any business going after you for speeding when you're not on a public way. And they've got to prove that it's a public way. You know, make them work for it.
Wait a minute. Where was your grandmother?
She was off Road Wise Avenue, and he actually has me for, like, driving an unregistered vehicle on a highway, which it wasn't anywhere really near a registered highway.
And is her home in a private neighborhood, or is her home on a government street?
It's on a government street.
Yeah, okay, so Mark, that wouldn't have put the idea that he was in a private place.
No, no, I'm just saying, how do I know that this is a government street?
Well, they'll take judicial notice, typically, that usually one of the first things they'll do in court is, at least here in New Hampshire.
You
now
just
again,
object
things,
to it.
Things, well, no, hold on, Mark, it doesn't work that way, at least not in New Hampshire. Now, again, your mileage may vary, even though Western court systems are similar, they are also different in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So in New Hampshire, the way it works when you're at a speeding ticket or any sort of road-related trial, the first thing the prosecutor will do is ask the judge to take what's called judicial notice that such and such street is a way in the state of Maryland. And the judge will always say, you know, I will take judicial notice of this. If you object to that at that time, the judge will say, at least in New Hampshire, sorry, you can't do that at this point in the game. If you had wanted to object to this being a way, you have to do that prior to the trial, like, you know, 2 weeks prior in the form of a motion to the court. I've never actually done that, but it supposedly will make it so the prosecutor has to bring in whatever evidence that would prove that it is a way in the state of New Hampshire. Presumably, they would be able to do that. It would just make them jump through that extra hoop.
I still want to know who put up the sign. I mean, I could just randomly run around putting up speed limit signs all over the place. Do people people have to obey them when I put them up?
That's a good one. There are also several questions you can ask about the calibration and tuning forks regarding the speeding device.
Most places have LiDAR now.
Well, it doesn't matter. They don't have that in New Hampshire, so I don't know what they're using where you live. Either way, you can also... So let me just give you some basics that apply to everything, not just speeding tickets. Again, what... I like the idea of not taking a plea deal. I advocate that people don't take a plea, which is, of course, what they want most people to do. And that's what you saw people doing, was just taking a plea and paying fines to make it go away.
It really disturbed me, actually, just seeing it one after the other.
Oh, yeah. And then just, you know, imagine a little cash register noise every time that that happens. They're raking in thousands of dollars on a daily basis in courthouses across, you know, every courthouse is raking
really
in thousands of dollars.
Fines of just of course. A few miles over.
Yeah, well, they're the ones who are victimizing people by threatening them and intimidating them into giving up cash to this system, so it just encourages them to keep doing it.
And I think that it's bears pointing out, because there's lots of people listening to radios across, yeah, I'm going to enforce speeding to the anarchy, people on two wheels going down the highway at a million miles an hour. The fact is that the vast majority of tickets are given out. You know, the drivers that are doing it, yes, there are people that are going too fast and they're being a danger, and I support them getting and, you know, whatever, pull them over, get them off the road. But let's not forget that when you pull somebody over, you are creating a hazard in and of itself. So if me going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit is a hazard, and it may be depending on the situation, if it's a 15 mile an hour zone and I'm going 30, maybe it is. But in a lot of cases, 15 miles an hour isn't that big of a hazard, especially if there's nobody around. But a police officer on the side of the road with those gumballs going, flashing all over the place, and then walking on the side of the road with your car, many times they won't even let you pull off someplace safe. Yeah, that's a hazard in and of itself. I'm a firefighter in my town. I can't tell you how many. I've been to two accidents so far where there's been an accident at the scene of the accident because people are looking at the lights and seeing what's going on. These weren't even bad accidents, but somebody else, you know, more accidents. It's the lights that caused the accident. The fact is, in order to relieve the road of a supposed hazard, they create a hazard themselves.
I also feel like it's people driving slow a lot of times. They're doing it because they're distracted. They're on their cell phones or something like that. Usually people who are like, I've got to get to where I'm going as soon as possible and driving quickly, they tend to be paying more attention. I mean, I'm just speaking in general, and I can't like say that there aren't reckless, quick drivers, but I just in general think that people who I've encountered on the road driving really slow tend to seem really unaware of where they are and that they're behind a vehicle.
Yeah,
vehicle.
What's a bigger hazard on the interstate? Somebody going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit or somebody going 20 miles an hour over it?
So these might be interesting questions to ask the officer on the stand. How many of them you'll get through the prosecutor without an objection is another question. But to go back to the basics of, you know, taking an issue to trial, taking a ticket, whatever it is, whether it's marijuana possession, speeding, whatever victimless crime we're talking about here, the most important factor, deciding factor in whether or not to take something to trial is whether or not court costs are assessed where you live. Now, in a lot of places, they have court costs, and to me, that's a deal killer, because the purpose of the purpose of taking something to trial is to make their job more difficult and to increase their costs. So here in New Hampshire, there are no court costs assessed on things like parking tickets or whatever. There are some tickets that do have a fee, but you will be assessed that whether you take it to trial or not. So there's like just kind of a general penalty fee or whatever that they assess in New Hampshire, but it doesn't matter. If you plead guilty, you're still going to get that fee assessed. So here in New Hampshire, there's no extra fees added to someone who takes something to trial. In Florida, where I'm from, and I don't know what the situation there is in Maryland, you may want to call the court.
Fees.
I'm sorry?
There's court costs. In,
how much?
Trials. I'm not entirely sure because I wasn't given it because I was found not guilty.
You were found not guilty?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said you pled. I thought you said you pled not guilty. I'm sorry.
I pled not guilty and given it because the officer did not show.
You pled and had trial on the same day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you definitely lucked out in that case. But I'd be curious to know what the court costs are, because if you do go to trial, then you will be assessed those court costs if you lose. More on the way here. We'll come back with more. If you want to stay on, Brett, we can continue the discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control. Here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners online. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's essentially it's our message board. And like the rest of the features on Free Talk Live, it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. The Liberty Forum just wrapped up this weekend. It was a great time. But it's not your only opportunity. If you missed it, of course, there'll be another one next year. But it's not your only opportunity to come up here to New Hampshire and check things out here and get to know some of the people that live here and others who are considering making a move as part of the Free State Project. Also, coming up later this year, Keenvention will be happening in late October, early November. So October 31st through November 2nd. It's bound to be a good time, I hope. The first one was great. And basically, the difference between Keenvention, it's also a hotel convention. So there's some similarities between Keenvention and Liberty Forum. If you've been to Liberty Forum before, if you've heard our broadcast, you know that Liberty Forum is a great place where hundreds of people meet to hear from speakers from all across the country, like big-name Liberty-oriented speakers. We don't do that at Keenvention. Keenvention focuses on activism. We don't bring in any fancy name speakers. The only speakers who are speaking at Keenvention are boots on the ground activists here in New Hampshire and from different activist strata. There's people who are doing legislative action. There are people who are doing civil disobedience action, people creating media. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go to keenvention.info. That is the website. There are almost all of the videos from Keenvention have been posted. I recorded with the help of Yuri, who's one of the great early movers for the Free State Project. He did almost all the camera operation, as well as David Crawford. So with the help of some great volunteers, we recorded every single panel discussion and speech that happened at Keenvention. So whether you want to see the Ladies in Media panel, whether you want to see the Peace Roundtable, or whatever of the issues are that you want to see discussed, we've got it. And the Bitcoin panel was the one that was released last weekend. I was releasing them pretty much on a weekly basis, but I didn't get to the final one this weekend due to the Liberty Forum getting in the way. But I will at some point this week get the final video out, which is Brian Tan, who's the former corrections officer at the local jail who left his job and then came and hang out with the Liberty people. And he spoke and did an awesome closing speech. Really, it went overtime, so it's lengthy and very, very good. And that will be the final video posted from Keenvention 2013. Your chance to get tickets, it's right now. We've got 100 tickets. So the other difference between Keenvention and Liberty Forum is this one is a limited size. It's not as large of a convention. It's intimate. In comparison to Liberty Forum, you really could meet everyone at Keenvention over a weekend. So there's kind of a different feel to the convention as a result of that. And I loved it. It was really a lot of fun and better than I even expected it to be. Keenvention.info, early bird tickets are available for just $40 for the entire weekend. And you will not find a convention that cheap anywhere. So especially a convention that's useful and good. Keenvention.info. We'll go back to Brett. He's in Baltimore. Went to go to a speeding ticket trial. And apparently in the Baltimore area, you get to plead and get the trial at the same time, which is different from how it works here in New Hampshire. Here, they give you an arraignment date. You go in and you give the plea. They'll ask you if you want to plead not guilty or guilty. And then if you plead not guilty, they will, or in my case, I don't ever plead, so they just schedule a trial anyway. But whatever you answer, if it's not guilty or you don't answer, they will schedule a trial date, which is usually a few months down the road. So you went in, you said not guilty, and then they should have had the trial right then, but you said that the cop wasn't there, so they went ahead and dismissed the case.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. When the people were called up, the judge would call them up, they would ask them how they plead, and they said not guilty, they would do the trial right there instead of, like you said, waiting a couple months.
So basically, if you wanted to, you could just eyeball the courtroom and decide, well, cop's not here, so I might as well just go with not guilty so the case will get thrown out.
I wonder how common it is for the cop not to show up.
It's fairly common. I've had two speeding tickets, Allie, in the time that I've been here in New Hampshire, and one out of the two times the cop did not show up for, I think it was a pretrial conference or something like, or was it? No, I think it was the actual ticket, the actual trial date. The cop didn't show, so I motioned to dismiss. Case dismissed.
And then I have another question. How long do these trials usually take? If it's like, they usually have a separate room or separate court just for these traffic tickets because they're probably more common than other things. So is it pretty speedy?
Yes, they were incredibly speedy. I was shocked at how fast they were just cranking these people out.
Well, you weren't watching trials. You were watching people pleading guilty.
Yeah, but he did see some trials, though. He said if somebody pled not guilty, then they had the trial right there, right?
Yes, where they would just raise their hand, quickly go through the evidence, and the trial, not guilty trial, was over in probably less than 10 minutes.
Was the person cross-examining the witness?
Very few of them actually had a witness. One woman actually had a witness in an accident-related event.
No, but what I mean is typically when you're up on a speeding ticket trial, the witness against you is the cop. So they put the cop on the stand, the prosecutor asks questions, and then you get the chance to cross-examine. Were the people cross-examining the witness against them?
Yes, they pretty much just asked the cop if the guy came up and pled. No one actually said not guilty to the speeding ticket, so I didn't actually get to see someone pleading that.
Right, okay. So he wasn't watching trial. You were. So did anybody actually have a trial in front of you?
Yes, it was a man. It was a couple where people came up and said not guilty with stuff like accidents, and they'd bring one witness up and she would speak, and then the cop would speak, and then the judge pretty much said, "I believe the cop. You are guilty, and you have to pay the fine."
So, yeah, I don't know what the filing fee is in Maryland, or not filing fee, but the court costs are. But in some places, they can amount to hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And basically, it's a loser's fee. You know, they've given you a ticket, and you better just pay it. Otherwise, we're going to give you another, you know, fine, big old fat fine on top of it, you know, for seeking justice.
So that's my first and foremost concern. If there's going to be, like in Florida, I got my friend was charged with a DUI, and I went to court with him, and he gave me some of the court paperwork that he had, and I looked on there, and it actually told me what the filing, or not filing fees, what the court costs were. And it was actually in the hundreds of dollars, and strangely, the municipal ordinance violations were more expensive than a misdemeanor charge. So it was like $300 if you were accused of violating a local ordinance, which would be written by the city government, versus like $250 if you were accused of violating state law.
We can't have people questioning our authority.
Well, that's really what it is, and it's a real disincentive to take something to trial, which is yet another reason to move to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty, because there is no court cost associated with taking something to trial here, except for the time that you have to spend in court.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Ian, about something you said earlier, and I've heard this said quite a few times about not taking a plea deal because you're hoping that the courts will spend more money on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's, you know, if you make a business spend more money on you, then that's definitely an incentive for that business to end that policy that allowed you to do that, that made it more expensive for them, because it actually hurts a business to waste money. But does it really hurt the government to waste money? They seem to do it all the time.
So, Brett, thank you, by the way, for your call tonight. I appreciate you bringing this up. To answer your question, Allie, yes, because it actually takes them time as well. So that prosecutor, unless they're going to have the money in their budget to hire another prosecutor, if you load up enough cases on the system, they're going to have to drop charges because she only has enough time to prepare for so many cases in any given amount of time.
I see.
If 10% of people who receive parking tickets were to take those to trial, they'd have to drop almost all those cases because they wouldn't have enough time in a court's week of business to schedule the trial.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Another feature that you'll usually have to pay for on talk show websites is the webcam. You can go and watch for free and listen as well at cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's a chat room built into the same page that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. cam.freetalklive.com. So, Allie, you brought to the table something tonight, 14 tricks for better conversations.
That's right.
I think this is something a lot of people, even myself, can use, especially people that are introverted. I haven't read the list. I'm just presuming this will be useful. But if you're an introverted person, you're not experienced at talking with others, maybe you want to talk about something more than just the weather, but you're not sure how to broach the subject, let's see what you've got for us, Allie. And where's this from, by the way?
This is from Life Hack, and it's by Siobhan Harmer. He says, being a great conversationalist is a combination of mindset and methods. Luckily, though, you can fake it till you make it. Here, I will cover how you can steal the conversation while appearing magnanimous, a sweet body language trick, applying economic concepts to increase the attention people show you, and my favorite pickup line to starting a conversation.
All right. Sounds good.
His first tip is start conversations with a question. You want to begin your conversation with a bang. First impressions matter. So if possible, start with an open-ended question that is relevant to the environment that will engage your new friends. I think that's a good one because it gets, like you guys were saying before, you want the other person to be talking. It makes them feel important.
Well, that's how you start a conversation, right? Get them talking.
For sure. I mean, a good open-ended question is using, like, the word feel. How do you feel about something? You know, how do you feel about this conference we're at? Or something like that. Just a general question that'll allow them to kind of pontificate about something. Or what do you think about this. Feeling and thinking are two, I think, good verbs in that case.
They're used pretty much interchangeably.
This next one basically goes along with it, what you guys are saying. He says the best pickup line to beginning an interesting conversation is, "Pardon me, do you mind if I get your opinion on something?" And then he says to follow this up with an engaging question, "Here's a few that he likes. Can you recommend a unique cocktail that's served here? Do you know this town well? Can you recommend a restaurant or bar, et cetera?"
So we're talking in this case.
I can recommend that you give me your wallet.
In this case, he's giving some very general conversation starters. So maybe like at a bar where you don't even have necessarily anything in common with the person. I was doing some of this at Liberty Forum, and just thinking back, I'm realizing I didn't ask the open-ended question that I should have. In all cases, sometimes I would just ask, "Are you enjoying the conference?" That's not a good one because it's
yes.
A yes or no answer. So a better question, one which I did ask at one point, was, "What's your favorite part of the conference?" Or, "What is it that you've enjoyed the most about the conference so far?" And that'll give them the opportunity to kind of think and maybe answer in a more long form.
I think you could even just tweak your original question with, "How are you enjoying this conference?"
That's a good one. Yeah.
Because sometimes people ask me questions like, "Rate this thing, you know, like your favorite thing." Then I feel like a lot of pressure to come up with something good to say. Like you're going to analyze my response.
I like his line, though, "Can I ask your opinion on something?" Who doesn't want to give somebody their opinion?
It's true.
I do it on a pretty regular basis. If I
ask someone the question or give your opinion.
No. I mean, ask somebody for their opinion on something.
Gotcha.
Like if a guy comes up to me and says, "What's your opinion on this outfit?" Like they actually have it at Liberty Forum. I feel like important in that person's life at that moment.
Right. That person thought of you and they thought you were your opinion was worth their time.
If I think my opinion on something is lower than the mean, then I'm looking for the mean. Or you know, for instance, if it's coming to clothing, usually what men are trying to do is look attractive to women, or they consider women to be experts in clothing. So they tend to ask women what they think, and they'll usually go for sort of the age bracket that they're, you know, sort of targeting or whatever. because honestly, there's, you know, going to be different opinions for different age brackets.
Certainly.
True.
I recently put up a picture of two, I'm going to get a pair of glasses. I put up two pairs of glasses that I took with my crappy cell phone camera, had them kind of stuck together into one picture and asked people what they thought. And honestly, the responses were almost 50-50 on these glasses, what people thought on one side or the other, right?
From women only or both men and women?
No, I didn't exclude people. I figured that their opinion was valid, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I did happen to note when I happened to know that it was a more attractive woman or whatever saying it, I happened to note that in my mind. Not that it's going to do me any good.
Because you're married.
But my mind works the way my mind works. And so they tended, the younger they were, the more they tended to go in one direction. The older they were, the more they tended to go in another direction.
Interesting.
What did you end up choosing?
Actually, somebody directed me to a website where I could get glasses. These glasses are going to be about $800 a pair. At the opticians or whatever I went to. It's zennioptical.com and got a pair for $50.
With an X or a Z?
Z-E-N-N-I.
Wow.
And
you get them as advertisers. It's a hell of a price break.
I have actually tried to contact them in the past, and it was the gatekeepers were nearly amorphous. I couldn't get through them. But, and it's not worth – with Free Talk Live, our ad prices are so good that it's not worth me spending a whole bunch of time trying to drag somebody down. I could get four pairs of glasses for a quarter of the price, so it didn't make any sense to,
get all the glasses.
Yeah,
get all the ones you want.
One for each day of the week.
Moving on.
So the next one is apply rational economics to conversation. And this at first, when I just read the headline, or like the suggestion at first, I was like, I don't know if you can really do that, because there's so much at play with social interactions. But then when I read it, I guess it does kind of match my experience, what you intuitively know about conversations when you have them. He says, imagine that your relationship is like a bank and you can make emotional withdrawals and emotional deposits to this bank. If the balance gets too low, then the relationship is over, becomes very unpleasant. This applies to any relationship. So emotional deposit things that you could have in a conversation. As in, boosts the conversation, makes them like you more. Affirming or agreeing with them. Positive body language. Using their name. Demonstrate you're listening and understanding what they are saying. Using their name part, I have to say that remembering people's names actually does make people want to warm up to you more and feel more comfortable talking to you.
I agree. There is a clumsy way to apply this, though, because every once in a while, Allie, it sounds like you're just saying somebody's name a little too often. Don't you agree, Allie? I mean, like, you could go.
Yeah, but that's also a good way to remember someone's name is to use their name.
Employ it early in the conversation, and that way, I mean, what they know that at that point they know what you're doing. So your name's Allie. I really appreciate that. I always steer clear of the trying to relay the name to somebody you know out loud. Like, oh, I had a sister named Allie. Really? How effing interesting. Mm. You know? You know, I just don't. I personally find that to be like a complete. Really? Thanks. Okay. I mean, I don't know really where to go with it.
Right.
Oh, really? You had a son named Mark. That's good.
I think that Holland Cook, on one of his survival speech little blurbs that we do, we play these little clips during some of the breaks on LRN.FM and our Free Talk live streams. And I think in one of them, he says that if you use the person's name in your conversation quickly, like, you know, within a couple minutes or something like that, that helps kind of lock it in.
Yes.
And I believe that that's true. I'm still terrible at it, but I believe that it's true.
Employ it like three times as quickly as you can inside of a minute. And then that will help you, cement it in your mind.
Right.
However, if you've been drinking, it's never going to work.
Hmm.
And then the emotional withdrawals, different things you could do that make the conversation less pleasant, I think are pretty obvious. Disagreeing with them, negative body language, talking about yourself.
Yep, that's a big one.
Asking a question about an unrelated topic.
But I'm interesting, Ian.
Interesting. To you, you are.
Asking them a personal question when it's not relevant to the situation. Flattery or disingenuous compliments.
Yeah, yeah.
Advising or selling to them or lying. So...
I like that. That's interesting. Looking at the relationship as an emotional bank that
and this might be easier for some people who it doesn't just come intuitively to them to reference, because it sounds kind of like you're not really engaged if you have to refer to, like, thinking of them as a bank account. But maybe for some people that it doesn't just naturally come to, that would help.
I don't know how natural it is to be able to have a good conversation with somebody. I think it's something that takes practice.
Practice and skill.
There's more coming up here, and we'll share some more of these tips in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some Bitcoins.
Well, you could buy Bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are sharing with you 14 tricks to better conversations. Allie brought this in, and it's pretty useful. So we're going to continue that. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us your story, though, about how you've practiced and become a better conversationalist. Whether you want to tell us some of your major failures or successes in that way, you're welcome to join us here on the lines. Or if you want to add a tip to the suggestions, feel free. 855-450-FREE. Also Skype in at username lrn.fm, 855-450-3733. As we continue, you said this is from lifehack.org?
That's right.
Com. Is it .com?
It's .org, I believe.
Lifehack.org. Allie will be continuing. Do we know what number? Are they numbered or is it just like bullet points?
It's not numbered.
Okay.
For me, yeah, it's not numbered.
Then we continue.
It says, before we were talking about the previous part of the list, it was talking about making emotional deposits and withdrawals in a conversation. And this next tip, you know, one might suppose when they rate this to like always just do the emotional deposits, never make an emotional withdrawal. You want these people to like you after all. But this next tip kind of goes a little bit more into that. And they say that don't necessarily think of it that way. It says, continuing the metaphor of our relationships being a bank, we want to practice a little supply and demand arbitrage to make people more interested in us. Here's how
you're going to withdraw some emotion from one person and deposit that positive emotion in someone else. I'm confused.
The same person. I don't know if they're making a good analogy with arbitrage.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are.
It says, here's how this is done. Make a large emotional deposit, then make a withdrawal. If possible, use humor. What you're doing is giving them an emotional high associated with you and then taking it away. This might sound a little manipulative to people, but I'm okay with that. True to human form, we want what's been taken away from us even more. Here's an example of how this could be done. Jonathan says, Chris, I'm really impressed with how you've been able to take something that you are so passionate about and make a living helping people. What was it that inspired you to first try this? And then Chris says, thanks, Jonathan. What inspired me was whatever he says. I'm sure that Jonathan wasn't listening. And Jonathan says, you're going about your marketing all wrong. You aren't going to meet your goals if you keep doing things this way. I have marketing firm, and I've produced some really spectacular results from clients in similar businesses to yours. I think I have some ideas that could help. The article writer says, don't go overboard with this method, though. Too much of an emotional roller coaster will not make for a good relationship.
Okay. For one, if this was starting a conversation about a relationship, right, like male-female kind of thing going on, and I was on the receiving end of some of this, I'd get up and walk away. But
if someone told you you were all wrong.
Well, just this kind of, if I saw this manipulation, like, for what it was, yeah. However,
but how would you see it? I mean, it wouldn't be clear if someone was just giving you,
if they're good,
making
you're right.
big emotional deposits, then you're thinking, you might be thinking, this person's just trying to get me to like them. They're not really interested in me. But then if they turn around and say, I'm going to disagree with you right now, then you're going to be like, oh, I guess it was genuine because they're willing to disagree.
That could be the case. In this case, I don't like exactly the way the script went with the marketing, but you know, I would say something. I wouldn't say you're doing this all wrong. I'm like, hey, you know, I like everything I hear here, but I think you could benefit from some marketing help.
Mm-hmm.
And I do happen to work from, I'm a marketing expert. I work for a marketing company, and, you know, we've had a lot of success with organizations like yours, and, you know, then lay it out. I think one should be careful with people's emotions because there's, you know, because you can.
I know. When I was reading that, I was thinking, man, it seems a little bit like it does seem like a roller coaster to be like, you're going about this all wrong. You know, you think that this person is supportive of you and then they're going to like criticize you all harshly. It does seem a little manipulative. But if you had some tact about it, I could see it being used to your advantage.
I don't have time in my life for people that lack tact in another way. I just wouldn't be interested in it. I don't need to add that. I've got Ian.
Here's another thing that they suggest, which I think most people do instinctually, is body language mirroring. This is the practice of copying the gestures and posture of the person you're chatting with. Are their legs crossed? Cross yours. Are their hands on the table? Put your hands on the table.
It's a classic sales tip to mirror the client. And also, you can also mirror their cadence. If they speak quickly, you should also speak quickly, that kind of thing.
Okay, so I think that some salespeople do this naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And once I can catch them, I mean, I'm a sales guy, right? Like, I see this stuff all the time. I was recently looking at an investment. The sales guy, you know, he stands to make a large commission. He's mirroring me. So I'm moving.
You're playing with him?
I'm adjusting in my seat. I'm arching my back. I'm kind of moving around. He doesn't know what to do. I don't know whether he was doing it on purpose.
He wasn't following you or he was?
He was trying to follow me, but he couldn't follow me. I've got a bad back. You can't follow me without looking like a contortionist. So I will often sit up and, you know, sit in a sort of a straight arched fashion and like use my hands to pull on my knees to super arch my back, or I'll stand up and do a few squats in front of you.
Okay.
What are you going to do with me?
I don't think that it has to be, the mirroring has to be identical.
No.
I think that, so like a classic, one of the things I notice most when I'm looking to do mirroring is how the person is sitting.
Yeah.
Is the person sitting back in the, like if we're at a restaurant, is the person leaning back in their booth? And, you know, kind of chilled out? Or are they sitting up straight, you know, with their arms on the table? That's an easy one to mirror. You don't have to, like, fold your hands in exactly the same way or anything like that.
Well, but it's mostly about the lean. So if they're leaning back, you want to be prepared to lean back and lean forward during the conversation. You want to, if you want to propel the conversation forward, it's time to lean forward as a salesperson.
Well, they suggest that in this article that it's important when you time it that you want to do it at like an important part of the conversation when you agree with what they're saying or when they're talking about something they're proud of. That's when you do this.
Yeah.
So like you're leaning in to show interest.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost honestly think this is something that one really needs the training wheels on. You know, try this once during a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't continue to mirror people.
Yeah, I only do it every now and then. Like when I know, I'll in the middle of a dinner or something like that, I'll notice, oh, that person's sitting back and I'm not. And then I'll sit back.
But
neither of you have randomly started crossing your legs during FTL, I've noticed.
That's I'm not looking at his crotch. That's probably why.
I don't. So when somebody's a forward leaner, I don't lean back on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what my one rule for mirroring is. If they're a forward leaner, I don't lean back. Yeah, because they're intent on something. And
you want to show interest.
I don't want to be a person who's, you know, for whatever reason, portraying that I'm not interested in what they're talking about.
Interesting stuff. How to talk about yourself and not be boring. You may be an absolutely fascinating person, but the majority of people just don't want to hear you talking about yourself.
No, there's no evidence for that, Allie. I'm sorry.
Well, this article says, as you can imagine, a continuation of the economics metaphor, if you make a large emotional deposit, first they will pay a whole lot more attention and be more interested in what you have to say about yourself.
That's right.
Alternate between emotional deposits, keep talking about how interesting you are and what you do.
I would say keep that to a minimum. If you're talking the majority in a conversation, you are not doing a good job.
I agree.
You're trying to make a good impression. And a good example of how this works, for me at least, was my experience with Occupy Keene or Occupy New Hampshire. When I went there, I had a very clear intention of going and being a good listener. And really, that's what this is. The real trick here is the art of listening to somebody. So my idea was to go and hear what people were saying. What were their concerns? Why were they there? What's their story? What are their interests? And after basically listening a whole lot, at some point someone said, Ian, what do you think about blah, 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 whatever the issue was, civil disobedience or whatever we happen to be discussing. And that's your opportunity to give your expertise or your useful answer that you might have, and then turn the conversation back around and ask them something.
Well, in your case, Ian, particularly, you could have really made a mess of things going into this Occupy. You've got a big name in town and a big name at the time, especially a big name sort of causing trouble. So it was the best choice you could have made in that instance is to listen well until you're asked, particularly in that instance.
Right, because I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation and then been thinking about the conversation in hindsight and thought, why did I just give my opinion on that when it wasn't asked of me? Like, what if they didn't like what I had to say? I got a little sense that maybe something I said could have maybe offended them, and I was like thinking that it's best, just as a rule of thumb, to, like in a business setting especially, to not give your opinion on something unless it is solicited. Because otherwise, you won't really feel, like if it's asked of you, then it's like you were just giving your response and you can't feel bad about how you feel.
Right.
But if you're just giving your opinion on something out of nowhere, or even if it's, you're having the conversation, you start giving your opinions on it, then, you know, you might say something that's offensive and you didn't have to. You could have avoided that.
Allie's going to send me this article. We're going to post it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, because there's still a handful more that we didn't get to, right?
That's right.
So still some more useful info. You can dig through that at your leisure, and we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And no matter how practiced are you at this, you are at these things, you can still do better over time. Somebody told me recently that I never listen to anyone that calls to the show, so I don't know how true that is.
It's not true.
It's Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.